Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today is Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Gary.
We've been talking a great deal over the past month about mental health, and you would like to once again put in a good word for the session you're having, the QPR suicide prevention session that's coming up here.
Yes, I would. So today I'm going to make a final announcement regarding the QPR suicide prevention session that the Frontier Extension District and Advent Health is partnering to provide. It is on Thursday, June the 30th from 1:30 to 3 o'clock in the Commission Chambers in the Franklin County Annex. Registration is limited, so you must register. It's limited to 35 participants, and we currently have about a third of those spots filled. And I would really like to see a full class. And before I get off this morning, I'll go ahead and share how to register for that class. But I want to talk a little bit more about why I feel like this is important. We have all probably been touched by suicide, and we may have thought to ourselves, or maybe we discussed with family, friends, and colleagues, you know, I wish I could have done something or would have known what to say. So QPR stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. It's similar to CPR in that it teaches you how to respond to someone in a mental health crisis. The goal of training is to raise awareness about suicide, dispel myths and misconceptions, and then teach some warning signs of suicide, which include both direct and indirect verbal and nonverbal cues. And then we share the QPR intervention of questioning about suicide, how to offer them hope and persuading them to get help, which includes active listening, and then referring them to appropriate help. And that may be a family member, clergy, or a mental health professional. Why is it important and why we are making a big push across the state and in K-State Research and Extension? Information from the Kansas Health Institute shows that suicide was the 9th leading cause of death in Kansas in 2019 and the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. In 2019, Kansas had the 16th highest rate in the country. I think what's probably even more alarming, Gary, is that the 2022 Communities That Care student survey, and this survey is taken by middle and high school students like 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grade. Not every district participates, but it really gives us some good information. The percentage of Kansas youth in the 10th and 12th grade reported experience in depression and suicide thoughts are above the national average. So we're at 42% compared to 35% for the nation. The third of those 10th and 12th grade students who participated in the survey said that they seriously thought about killing themselves. So again, this information is very alarming and it's very sad. And one of the reasons why I think we should all be trained in QPR or other crisis response interventions such as mental health first aid. So if you're interested in participating in the session on June 30th, you can call our office at 785-229-3520 to register or visit our website, which is www.frontierdistrict.ksu.edu. And lastly, Gary, I want to share that starting July 16th, that people can dial the 988 number to be connected to a local crisis center for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Thank you very much, Rebecca, for all your educational efforts on this topic, and we hope that you are able to reach out to a number of people during the session coming up. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.